بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم And most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home of the receiver, Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi, in his Sahih al-Bukhari, in the chapter or the book of Kitab al-Iman, and he brings a heading of Babu Ifsha'i Salam, the chapter on spreading Salam, and in the heading, which is known as Tarjumatul Bab, there he brings the statement of the great Sahabi Ammar bin Yasir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in which Ammar bin Yasir radiyallahu ta'ala mentions that whoever gathers three qualities, man jama'ahunna faqad jama'a al-iman, then he has gathered iman. And these three qualities, al-insafu min nafsik wa baddu salam ala al-alam والإنفاق من الإقتار. عمار بن ياسر رضي الله تعالى was that Sahabi who had embraced Islam amongst the very first people who accepted Iman on the hands of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. He and his family had accepted Islam in the very initial days when Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم started preaching Deed and Iman. And they were in Makkah Mukarrama. And they were amongst those who were persecuted, tortured. They were troubled to such an extent that ulama, when they write on the biography of these Sahaba, they mention, كَانَ مِنَ الْمُعَذَّبِينَ, that he was amongst those who have been tortured by the mushrikeen of Makkah at that time. They were from the mustad'afin, those who were known as to be weak people. His mother's incident is quite famous, Sumayya radiallahu ta'ala anha, that the kuffar at that time, like how we see also today, in different parts of the world, how they are merciless and they persecute and torture the Muslims. That time also, they tortured this family. They tied the leg, one leg of Sumayya radiallahu ta'ala anha, around the neck of one horse and the other leg to another horse. And then they made both the horses run in different directions and she was split apart. And then in the most private part of her body, they pierced her with a spear. Now can you imagine what type of torture they had to go through? So much so that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he goes past the family of Yasir, he would say, Sabran ala Yasir, Sabran ala Yasir. Oh, family of Yasir. Yasir is the father, Ammar is the son, Sumayya is the mother. Have patience, have patience. Inna mu'idakum al-jannah. Allah has promised you al-jannah. This family, Allah has promised you jannah. So Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu ta'ala, he was also persecuted terribly. And as they were beating him one day, they forced him, they compelled him to utter some words that appeased them. And outwardly it seemed as though now he is uttering words of kufr. And some people went and complained to Rasulullah SAW that Ammar now, he has turned renegade. He has left Iman. And Rasulullah SAW summons him, Ammar. He says, no, they were beating me so much. So I just said what they made me say. Rasulullah SAW asked him, what was the condition of your heart? He says, Wallahi ya Rasulullah, it was mutma'innun bil iman. My heart was content with iman. I had no doubts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or Iman or Islam whatsoever. Verses came down wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a very severe punishment for those who after embracing Iman, man kafara billahi min ba'di imanihi. إِلَّا مَنْ أُكْرِهَ وَقَلْبُهُ مُطْمَئِنٌ بِالْإِمَانِ وَلَكِمْ مَنْ شَرَحَ بِالْكُفْرِ صَدَرًا فَعَلِهِمْ غَضَبُ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. Wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that person who turns renegade, he becomes a kafir after embracing Iman, the end of the verse says that when this person's heart is filled with kufr, then for him is the anger and wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the very painful punishment that Allah will give him. But in between, in this verse, Allah excludes except that person who was compelled, he was forced, it was a matter of life and death, and he said those words but not believing in what he was saying, and his heart was filled with Iman. Verses came down in support of Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu ta'ala, that Ammar has got Iman, is a believer, and Rasulullah tells the Sahaba that Ammar is filled with Iman from his head till his toe. He's immersed in Iman. My brothers and elders, mothers and sisters, this Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu ta'ala, there's so many things regarding him. He passed away in a jihad. He was very old at age at that time. But the narration wherein Rasulullah says, إِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ تَشْتَاقُ إِلَىٰ ثَلَاثٍ. The Jannah desires three people. Ali, wa Salman, wa Ammar. Ali radiallahu ta'ala, Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala, and Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu ta'ala. So specifically on one occasion, Rasulullah had mentioned this. So this is the caliber of this Sahabi. Nonetheless, he is talking about these three qualities. And ulama explain what is the meaning of this statement of Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu ta'ala, that من جمعهن, whoever has got these qualities, فقد جمع الإيمان, he has perfected his Iman. His Iman has reached perfection. There is kamal of his Iman now. And the first one he mentions, al-insafu min nafsik, which simply means that the person is just from within himself. He is first just towards his obligations to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his mu'amala with Allah Rabbul Izzat. From the deep recesses of his heart, from within himself, he is genuine, he is sincere, he is loyal, he is diligent, and he obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he does not violate the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His mu'amala with Allah is full of insaf, justice. And with people, and this has been highly emphasized by the shura and the commentators, that his mu'amala with other, with people, with public, with fellow Muslim brothers and sisters, is such that it is of justice, to the extent that anything that is incumbent upon him, against him, in favor of the others, he makes sure that he gives them their due. He never deceives them. He does not engage in any fraudulent dealings in which he is now going to take away the benefit of that other party, and he is just going to amass wealth. He does not usurp the right of any makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no deficiency and shortcomings on his part, because he is full of justice. Al-insaf min nafsik ila ghayrihi hatta yu'amilahu wa yu'addi haqqahu kamilan, muwaffaran. He gives the right of that person completely. He does not encroach in the other person's rights whatsoever. He is not amongst those people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has cursed in the Quran, wherein Allah has mentioned, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. Woe be, destruction be to al-mutaffifeen. Who are those al-mutaffifeen? الَّذِينَ إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ يَسْتَوْفُونَ. وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ. When it comes to this person receiving measure or weight from any person, he purchased something and now he has to receive from that person his goods, he makes sure that every single item he has received in full, there must be nothing deficient. Every single grain that is weighed, he makes sure he gets the full of his share. But when it comes to him giving somebody else, now he is deficient. He changes the scale, the reading of the scale. He involves himself in fraud. Allah has cursed such people. Allah says, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Does not he realize that on that day of Qiyamah he will have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He's making bay-insafi with insan. He's not fulfilling the rights of mankind. He's cheating, he's deceiving. Rasulullah passed by a marketplace, we mentioned this hadith many times before, and he put his hand into a sack, and in which he fell, the grains, the crop down, were wet, and the top was dry. In other words, you are deceiving the customer. These are inferior goods, they've been spoiled. Rasulullah asked the person, what happened? He said, it rained last night. So, because some of the grain became wet, I just put it down. Rasulullah says, if you deceive, whoever deceives us, فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا. He cannot claim to be my ummati and my follower and my lover. I've got nothing to do with such a person. So therefore, he makes sure, he's not only a businessman. Normally we talk about fraudulent dealings, he's only a businessman. No. It's all of us in whatever we are involved in. Whether you're selling cars, whether you're a doctor, whether you're a teacher, even if you're in madrasa, you've got time which belongs to the pupils. At that time you cannot do your own work. Whether you have some company, whatever it is, if you are going to add something to the merchandise you are selling, example, putting water into some type of liquid, into petrol, whatever, and try to make more sales and increase the quantity, all this tantamounts to fraud. It is haram. You have not made insaf to the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the day of Qiyamah, each person will come before Allah Rabbul Izzat and they will demand their due. So a person has to be absolutely just. Ulama even went and explained that we have people who work for us, workers, and we are not giving them their due. It comes month end, and we are still making them work overtime. If we have not paid the due, Rasulullah said, before the sweat and perspiration dries off the forehead of the worker, he must be paid his salary. We have dawats at home, we have occasions, and we are feeding people, mashallah, we are calling ulama, mashayikh, and we are very excited, we are getting everybody's du'as. But we have people who are working for us, helpers at home. And on those days we are making them work extra time. Are we paying them that extra money? Are we giving them good food? Rasulullah mentioned about slaves, and of course servants also are included. He said, فَلَا تُكَلِّفُهُمْ. Do not burden them to such an extent that you make them, you overpower them. فَإِن كَلَّفْتُمُهُمْ. If you have to burden them with some extra task, Rasulullah says, فَأَعِينُوهُمْ. Then assist them. Which one of us has some occasion and dawat and we are helping our workers to wash the plates and dishes ourselves? What type of food do we give them? Let us not look into the homes of other people. Look at our own lives. These are simple teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have seen in the life of our Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, that every domestic worker who came there, they embraced Islam within a few days. Why? Because they were treated with more than justice. Imagine when we have now fruit, this part of the year, or December or the beginning of January, we have mangoes and we have lychees and we have so much of fruit. What is there if you share some of that nice mangoes with the worker who is working for you? I don't understand the mentality of many of our people. Allah forgive me, Allah forgive them. Allah give us hidayat. We are not here to be judgmental upon any person. But this has become a norm of society. And it is evil. It's an evil practice. Those working for us, working so hard, we pay them just their due. That's if we pay them correctly also. And we don't even have the heart of giving them anything extra. But when it comes to giving some organizations and some other projects in the world, then we give very wholeheartedly. Or to some other person who is an outsider and he comes and he begs, we don't even know him. well and good, yes, we should be giving them. Shariat encourages helping the poor, the needy, by all means. But the people who are working for you, charity begins at home. They are seeing the food. Hadith of Rasulullah, فَإِنَّهُ وَلِيَ عِلَاجَهُ. That person, that cook, or that person who helped you in the kitchen, they assisted you in preparing the meal, and you don't have the heart of sharing that food with the person. And then we expect Islam to be spreading to the four corners of the globe. And we point fingers at every other person. Why isn't he doing that? Why isn't she doing that? What about ourselves? Al-insafu min nafsik. Believe me, respected elders, insaf has come out of our lives. We are not just to ourselves. What does this mean? Our nafs requires spiritual nourishment. Our nafs requires the itaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to put in front of us the obedience of Allah over the dictates of our nafs. We don't look at that. We look at, yeah, my nafs is tired, my body is tired, I need to rest. Definitely, hadith of Rasulullah SAW, وَإِنَّ لِجَسَدِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقًّا, that your body requires rest. But we don't look at the other aspect, that my heart requires spiritual food, it requires dhikrullah, it requires tilawat of the Quran, it requires to be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I need to become the beloved of my Allah. How happy we become, and how ecstatic we become when you're standing before the Kaaba, the Baytullah, when you're standing before the Rawdah Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when we go for Hajj and Umrah, what promises we make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in those Mubarak places. Allah give us a tawfiq of sitting down and realizing time is running short. One day we will leave this world. Am I just to myself? Am I giving myself what my spiritual self requires or not? Am I just with my Allah Rabbul Izzat? Am I just with my fellow people around me? Am I giving them the full right? So these are things that we need to ponder and reflect. That is why Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu anhu says, whoever has got this trait, and the next two we'll discuss now, then faqad jama'a al-iman, literal translation, has gathered iman. But ulama explain what is the meaning of this. He has perfected his iman. So that person now who is munsif, he's got insaf in him. He's just, he's fair. He's not cheating, he's not deceiving, he's not being deficient in other people's rights. Then such a person, this is a sign that his iman is becoming perfect. It is a sign that he is not a victim of egotism. He's a person who is fair. He's not looking at the dictates of his nafs. He's going the extra mile. Ulama have explained, بَلَغَ الْغَايَةِ. He's reached the pinnacles of seeing to the rights of other people. And in doing so, he has reached the perfection of iman. So himself, he is making sure he's honest, he's fair. And when a person is going to be honest and just, people around you will feel content, they'll feel at ease, they'll feel peaceful to be in your company. They know you are not going to do them down, you're not going to harm them, you've got no hidden agenda in the deal you are making with them. If all of us do this, ulama have written, the entire society will enjoy happiness, they'll enjoy harmony, they'll enjoy unity. There won't be malice in the hearts of people. People won't have hope and fear that that person is going to do me down. How many a person started some investment project, and yes, in the first 1 or 2 years, people receive good money, and very nice, the investment looks very good and very prosperous, and suddenly after that, the man takes them for a ride. How many an agent has taken Hajis for a ride? People trusted the person, they gave them everything, and suddenly the man is gone, disappears. May Allah protect us, may Allah give us understanding. May Allah conceal our weaknesses, our faults. Allah must show us the right path, put us onto the right path. Nobody is perfect. I require this myself. So Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu anhu says, Al-insafu min nafsik. And second he says, وَبَذْلُ السَّلَامُ عَلَى الْعَالَمِ. Spreading salam, عَلَى الْعَالَمِ, to all the people in the world. In other words, You're not selective when you are greeting. That is why Rasulullah was asked, Ayyun nasi afdal, which person is the best Rasulullah in this particular hadith says, or what's the best deed? He said, تُطْعِمُ الطَّعَامِ, feed the people, and وَتَقْرَأُ السَّلَامِ عَلَى مَنْ عَرَفْتَ وَمَنْ لَمْ تَعْرِفِ. Make salam to people who you know, and also those who you do not know. It's not only we make salam to those people who are our friends and family, acquaintances, and that other person. We know he's a Muslim. He's coming in the masjid, we ignore him. Yes, when the person is reading Quran, then you don't make salam to him. Person is engaged in zikrullah, you don't make salam to him. Sometimes it happens, the person is reciting Quran, he's walking, or he's reading some dua, he didn't realize and you went past, and you thought he did not make salam to you. So there are occasions when you're supposed to make salam, and we're not supposed to reply to the person. But we're talking in general. We are selective when it comes to who we make salam to. So you make salam to that person who you know, and also who you do not know. He's a Muslim, he's a believer. Make salam to him. Rasulullah said that لا تدخلون الجنة حتى تؤمنوا. You will not enter Jannah until you have حتى تؤمنوا, until you have complete iman. ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا. You do not have complete iman until you love one another. أولا أدلكم على شيء إذا فعلتموه تحاببتم. Should I not show you something that if you do this action, this deed, then it will engender love between you? أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Spread salam amongst you. Spread salam amongst you. Make salam rife. There is great, great virtue on making salam and replying to salam. It becomes the right of a Muslim brother when he has made salam to his Muslim brother, that the Muslim brother now he responds to his salam. He says, wa alaykum as-salam. Rasulullah emphasized the importance of salam to such an extent that if two people meet, they made salam, they are walking together, and in between a wall comes, jidarun aw shajara, or a tree, any object, that suddenly separates the both, and then they meet on the other side, again they should be making salam. There's an incident which is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. There was a person who had a garden, and his tree was coming over the fence onto the neighbor's side and causing the neighbor some taklif. It was a narrow pathway, and the trees and the branches were all falling down. It became difficult for this person to pass through there. So he had complained to the neighbor, was not listening, so he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells him that sell me this part of the tree, this branch, the branches that are coming over your neighbor. He refused. So Rasulullah said, perhaps maybe he felt that maybe he doesn't want to sell it, he wants to give it to me. He said, okay, gift it to me. And the person still refused. Rasulullah had even offered him that I will promise you a tree in Jannah in lieu of the tree that you give me now here. I will purchase it from you. These branches, ifq. If you sell me these branches of your tree, I promise you a tree in paradise. Even that he refused. Then Rasulullah says, I have not seen any bakhil, any kanjus, any miser, more than this particular person, except that man who is miserly when it comes to making salam to others. Now we can imagine. So Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu anhu is talking about spreading salam and making salam to al-alam, which means the world. Of course, you can't go to every person in the world. But what it means, that not only selected people we make salam to. You know, Anas radiallahu anhu mentioned that Rasulullah says, oh Anas, if you want barakah, then when you enter your home, make salam to the people. There will be barakah for you and to the household people. There will be barakah for you and your family, just by making salam. And the third thing he mentioned is al-infaq min al-iqtar, yani ind al-iqtar. Person who is spending in the path of Allah, even though he does not have a lot of possessions and wealth, he's not a wealthy person. He's a poor person. He's in times of poverty also, he is still spending something in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Generally a person thinks that only when I have abundant wealth, then I can give sadaqah. But here in this particular statement of Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu ta'ala, he is encouraging even a poor person that what a little you have, from that little, you can still take out some little and give some person who is more in need. Rasulullah explained al-yadul uliya khayrun min al-yadis sufla. The upper hand is better than the bottom hand, the lower hand. In other words, al-munfiqa, the one that is spending, is better than sa'ila, the one that is begging. So it is better to give than to beg. Rasulullah mentioned every morning when the sun rises, two angels, they announce and they make a dua. The one says, Allahumma a'ti munfiqan khalafa. Oh Allah, the one who's spent in your path, substitute him with some wealth. Give him something in lieu of what he spent. And the other said, Allahumma a'ti mumsikan talafa. Oh Allah, the one who hoarded his wealth. He was miserly, he did not spend. He had the means. Oh Allah, destroy his wealth. Virtues of sadaqah we have spoken about previously, and they are tremendous virtues. It helps a person, saves a person from an evil death, and from the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it cools down the anger of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Some bala was going to come, some calamity, and you give sadaqah, Allah removes that bala, that afat. So here we are encouraged, like how sahaba, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً, that they gave preference to others, even though they were in need of that particular food, whatever item it was, the money they had, the little they had, they were in need of it. Despite that, they gave preference to another person who was more in need. And there are numerous examples in the life of Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in and Salafi Salihin. There's one incident, Fadaila Sadaqat, it is mentioned there, where Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha had prepared some rolls for herself, for Ali radiallahu anha, for Hassan Hussein radiallahu anhuma, and the person, the servant who was working for them, five rolls she had made. So at the incident, and as they were about to make iftar, and somebody knocks on the door, a miskeen comes, and so she gives everything away. And the next day, same thing happens, and a captive comes. And a poor person had come, and she had given him. And Allah sent down the verse, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا, that this was the salient quality of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, that even though that they did not have the means, that they were poor, they still gave preference to the other. Therefore, Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu anhu says that you are just within yourself to Allah and to people, to public, and you spread salam, and you give, even though you are poor, you still spend in the path of Allah, then you have completed and perfected your iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Simple advices for all of us to bring into our lives. And when we do this, then we see the benefits and we see the perfection and the kamal of our iman. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Sayyidul Sharif.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu.
اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ارحمنا وعافنا
ہمارے خطاؤں کو معاف فرما. اللہ forgive us completely my Allah. اللہ help us my Allah. اللہ guide us my Allah. اللہ ہم گنہگار ہیں, ہم سیاہکار ہیں. اللہ we are sinners my Allah. Allah we make false promises to you my Allah. We make توبہ and we break it my Allah. But my Allah we have heard from mashayikh and ulama that ya Allah if we make توبہ we break the توبہ we can still make توبہ again because you are most forgiving. You love to forgive. Allahumma innaka afoon kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna ya kareem. Allah forgive us for every single sin we committed my Allah. The darkness of the night, broad daylight, in public, in privacy, amad and khatan, those we did intentionally, ya Allah, unintentionally, ya Allah, mistakenly, my Allah, ya Allah, big sins, small sins, ya Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts. Ya Allah, hamari diloku musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana, Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha, wa zakkiha, anta khayru man zakkaha, anta waliyuha wa mawlaha, ya Allah, fill our hearts with your love and ishq, my Allah. And the ishq of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we want to come into Sirat al-Mustaqeem. Ya Allah, we cannot do it on our own. Ya Allah, you guide us, my Allah. We are like little children, my Allah. That how the parent holds the little children by his hand, my Allah. The child by his hand. And he guides him, my Allah. O Malik, Ya Kareem, Ya Allah, guide us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are being bombarded, Ya Allah, by different types of fitan and fasad, my Allah. Protect us, my Allah. Protect our children, our family members, my Allah. Protect the ulama, my Allah. Protect our students, my Allah. Protect our friends, my Allah. Do not make us fall and slip, ya Allah, into vice and evil. Do not make us become leaders who will lead others astray, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Make us beacons of hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are the one who will show us sirat al-mustaqim. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Show us the straight path, my Allah. Do not make us go, ya Allah, to any other path, ya Allah, that will take us away from the straight path, my Allah. Make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Raise us on the day of qiyamah with iman. Ya Malik al-Kareem, ya Allah, grant all of us, ya Allah, especially those who have raised their hands at this moment, grant us afiyat in our lives. Afiyat in dunya and akhirat, my Allah. Salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Ya Allah, give us itminan of the heart, my Allah. Give us serenity, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us enjoy taking your name. Make us enjoy making your tasbih. Make us enjoy, ya Allah, reading your Quran, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enjoy our salat. Make us enjoy our ruku and sajda. Make us enjoy begging from you, my Allah. Give us the sweetness of iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is only you who can help, my Allah. Open your doors, ya Allah. Your khazana of halal and tayyib, rizq, my Allah. Without us having to beg from any person or stretching our hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, you provide for us from unseen sources, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those whose kindness is upon us in any way, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who are muhsineen, my Allah. Ya Allah, you reward them immensely from your khazanas, my Allah. And especially those who are helping the needy and the poor, my Allah. Ey Maliki Kareem, Ummat is suffering, my Allah. You are well aware of the plight of the Ummat of your beloved Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the beloved Ummat, my Allah, of your beloved Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, Rasulullah said we had come last in this world, but we'll go first into Jannah, my Allah. Make us be amongst those people who go into Jannah, my Allah. Ya Allah, our Muslim brothers and sisters are suffering, my Allah. Ya Allah, more than 100 days have passed now, my Allah, in Gaza, my Allah. There's nothing left for them, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have to actually go and eat from animal feed, my Allah. Hey, Malik al-Kareem, ya Allah. They've got no medicine, they've got no water, nothing, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is only you who can assist, my Allah. We ask you by your ism a'azam, your asma'ul husna, your sifat al-ula, by your azamat, your kibriya, your greatness, my Allah. You are Aziz, my Allah. Ya Allah, you can never become overpowered by anything, any person, my Allah. There is no power in this world that can overpower you. Every power in this world is nothing compared to your power, my Allah. You are a Samad, you are Beniaz, my Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them afiyat. Grant them victory now, my Allah. Make every ruling be in their favor, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is all in your hands, my Allah. It is not in the hands of the makhluk, my Allah. You give them serenity, my Allah. You restore, ya Allah, the homes and the properties, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them izzat, my Allah. All the masajid that have become desecrated, my Allah, and raised into the ground, my Allah. Ya Allah, you rebuild this masajid and the homes and the madaris, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have lost so many people, my Allah. But eh, Malik Kareem, my Allah. Ya Allah, this will be the same place where Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu anhu will come. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam will come, my Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant him a strong iman, my Allah. Those who have passed away, ya Allah, you grant him jannat of firdaus. Those who are still surviving, ya Allah, give them sabr jameel. Ya Allah, protect their lives, my Allah. Protect their honor and izzat, my Allah. Protect our mothers and sisters there, my Allah. Protect them from the zalimeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have shown the world, ya Allah. And that we have just known little information that is received, that we receive and we see, my Allah, and we hear about, my Allah, that so many of the Yahud have been killed, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, ya Allah, you send those angels down that you send Badr and Uhud and Khandaq, my Allah. Ya Allah, you chase them away. Create fear and rob and khawf in their hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you, my Allah, from your unseen khazana, my Allah. Hum to kamzor hai, my Allah. We are useless, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have done nothing, my Allah. But my Allah, we are raising our hands to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is only in your power and your qudrat. We cannot understand your wisdom, my Allah. You are most wise, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are only asking you, Allah. Grant them afiyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us mawt iman. Ya Allah, mawt in Madina Sharif, bari in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yahudi Kuthur, water from his Mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect all of us from azab of qabar, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, make our children or grandchildren become the coolness of our eyes, make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, grant them shifai, kamil. Ya Allah, there are so many who requested to us. So many got cancer, they've got other problems and diseases, my Allah. Grant them shifai kamil, my Allah. And all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many young boys and young girls of marriageable age. Age is catching up with them, my Allah. They're growing older and older, my Allah. They have not as yet found suitable partners, my Allah. Ya Allah, you find them suitable partners. Make the nikahs with them, my Allah. With afiyat and ease, my Allah. Bless them with pious offspring, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, ya Allah. We have raised our hands to you, my Allah. We've got different hajat and needs, my Allah. Our brothers are sitting in this masjid, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, ya qadi al-hajat, ya dafi' al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. Whatever problem we have, my Allah, remove all those problems, my Allah. Allahumma kashif al-ghamm farrij al-hamm mujib da'wat al-muttarrin idha da'uk rahman ad-dunya wal-akhirah wa rahimahuma farhamna fi hajatina kulliha biqada'iha wa najahiha rahmatan tughnina biha an rahmati man siwak ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghith aslih lana sha'nana kullahu wa la takilna ila anfusina wa la ila ahadin min khalqika tarfat 'ayn. Allah, some people have been kidnapped, my Allah. Allah, you return them back home with afiyat and salamati, my Allah. Protect us from all these type of crimes, my Allah. Give us aman and aman in our country, my Allah. وربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.